This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today I'd like to start a chapter study of Psalm 119. To do this, after reading the psalm a few times, give it a title and identify a key verse. State what the psalm says in one sentence, then list some cross-references and any questions that arise as you read what it says. I came up with the following title, The Significance of God's Word. The key verse I selected was verse 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In one sentence, it declares, no matter what your place or experience in life might be, it's always best to follow God's word. It will guide you and make the most of your life and circumstances. Some significant cross-references would be Psalm 1, Isaiah 55, 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, and 2 Peter 1:20 through 21. The main problem or question someone might have is, why is it so hard to get head knowledge to become heart knowledge or experience? Developing an outline, I came up with about 15 points. I collected verses under each point and then condensed the list. Under the title, The Significance of God's Word, I came up with four main points: its nature, its purpose, its demands, and its benefits. Then you could amplify each point. I considered the first eight verses of Psalm 119 as introductory. The last eight verses serve as a conclusion. Once you amplify the outline in this way, you'll be able to make some practical applications to your own life based on what you have gleaned from the psalm.